Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey with our call to worship and praise. Jesus came that we might have new life, life more abundantly. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for coming to me and showing me what a sinner I am. And thank you, God, for making it clear that you provided a way. Good news! That the penalty for my sin has been paid completely. You have given me new life for old. Now, alive in Christ, I have hope, confidence that you love me beyond measure, that this life has meaning and direction. I can trust you to guide me. As you guide my steps, I see your fingerprints along the way. As I look back, you have used my choices, good and bad, as a legacy for some who come behind me, my children and grandchildren and friends and other family. You are using these choices, this legacy, to help them with their choices. Father God, please take our lives, each listening friend. Let them be fully dedicated, committed to you. Remind us that as we trust in you with all our heart and don't lean on our own understanding, and as we acknowledge the fact that you are there, that you will direct our steps. We praise you, Father. Amen. Thank you.
faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not, Thy compassions, they fail not. As Thou hast been, Thou forever will be. Great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see, and all I have needed, Thy hand hath provided. Great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
You're listening to Call to Worship. Please invite your friends to join us for this program as their call to worship, heard on this station weekly at this very same time. When you visit the Call to Worship website, you can listen to programs, previous programs, and see a playlist of songs included in today's program. Find devotional readings also, our statement of faith, and more. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. That address is calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Thank you. Thank you for joining us today.
prodigal. I wanted my own way. The mornings when your mercies were so new to me. Beckoning me back from far away. Precious Lord, just lead me back to Calvary. Wash me in the blood.
As we continue our call to worship, think about your life and your legacy.
Leave their mark when life is through. will come to nothing. Time will erase whatever we do. I want my life to count for Jesus.
But of the
Life. God is the giver of life. God has blessed us with this life, physical life. And once we are born again, we have new life in Christ. As we walk through this life, we leave footprints. These prints are where we have touched people and have made a difference, a legacy. Let's listen to God's Word as He describes our life and our legacy. Our physical life is short, so reminds us in James chapter 4. What is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. In Job 9, now my days are swifter than a runner. They flee away, they see no good. They pass by like swift ships, like an eagle swooping on its prey. Psalm 90, you carry them away like a flood. They are like a sleep. In the morning, they are like grass which grows up. In the morning, it flourishes and grows up. In the evening, it's cut down and withers. From Job 14, man who is born of woman is of few days and full of trouble. He comes forth like a flower and fades away. Our spiritual life is eternal. 1 John 2, the world is passing away and the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever. Romans 5, yes, Adam's one sin brings condemnation for everyone, but Christ's one act of righteousness brings a right relationship with God and new life for everyone. Romans 6:13, do not let any part of your body become an instrument of evil to serve sin. Instead, give yourselves completely to God, for you were dead, but now you have new life. So use your whole body as an instrument to do what is right for the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 15, just as everyone dies because we all belong to Adam, everyone who belongs to Christ will be given new life. 2 Corinthians 5. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun in us. Colossians chapter 2. For you were buried with Christ when you were baptized, and with him you were raised to new life because you trusted the mighty power of God who raised Christ from the dead. Colossians 3. Since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Folks, we all make a mark in this life. The type of legacy that we leave behind us is important and can be valuable for generations and generations, and is also a legacy while you are here, while we are here on this planet. You leave evidence of where you have been, what you have done, and the lives that you have touched. Take a look at the list here found in Hebrews chapter 11, the faith chapter. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the very word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. And by it, he being dead, yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And the rest of chapter 11 continues to list those who we affectionately refer to as members of the hall of faith. Then, in chapter 12, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight, and the sin which doth so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. May God help us to thank him for the life he has blessed us with, to live for him with every breath and every heartbeat. Since Christ died for us, let's live for him, enjoying spiritual life. And by God's grace, let us leave a godly legacy. May all that come behind us find us faithful.
Surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us run the race not only for the prize, but as those who've gone before us
us leave to those behind us the heritage of faithfulness passed on through godly
our children sift through all we've left behind. May the clues that they discover and the memories they uncover become the light that leads them to the road we each must follow.
Jesus, you are my
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song as we focused on life in Christ and our legacy. Our goal is that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Thank you for your letters, your generosity, and your faithful support. I'd love to hear from you. Please write us today. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, that address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. You're invited to visit our website, www.calltoworship.us. You'll find more information about us, and you can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there on the website. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God.